Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You're listening to The Happy Hour with Nick Sainert.
This is a house of learned doctors.
And Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, welcome back into The Happy Hour, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. A couple good texts on the text line. Thanks to Patrick. Says, excellent interview, good questions. Thanks, Patrick. 2655 says, quote, probably better resources. It might be the only probably better thing that Nebraska's had over incoming teams in recent memory. Yeah, that's right.
Damn.
Yeah. How about that? How about that? Eric and a couple other people said, where is the beef question?
He didn't seem like a beef question guy.
Yeah. I don't know how John would have taken the beef question.
Yeah, I don't think that was a beef question guy.
Maybe at the end of the interview. I think... We kind of.
If you see him at the stadium on Saturday, ask him in person.
I will, since you have already
developed the relationship.
Yeah,
that'll be the good like.
I feel like icebreaker for me and John.
Like, hey, John, listen, you were on the show on Thursday. Have you ever considered buying a cow?
I feel like younger guests are more apt for questions like that.
And John's not old. I mean, the guy is sharp as a tack. Look, I mean, yeah,
not
he was
old.
Awesome.
Not old, but he's been at the job for 44 years.
You told me that he'd been at the job for 44 years. And I'm like, okay, he's probably old and crusty. But John was awesome.
Hopefully John's not listening.
No, I said he's not. John's great.
Yeah, he's not. He was awesome.
I enjoyed listening.
I swear John has like telekinetic powers or something because he was answering your questions.
He was quick.
Immediately. Like as soon as the last word left your mouth, he was like, well...
I haven't been on a lot of other programs. I don't know if I've told you guys this story.
Oh, I know already.
What?
Already, you've been on a program.
What program?
Haven't you been called by like, it was someplace.
I got someplace in Knoxville.
Yeah.
I was in Knoxville. Most of them happened. I don't know if Austin knows these stories. When Scott Frost got fired.
Mm.
That was the big one.
People were like, Nick knows.
Well, I think it was because of my DMs were open and people didn't have to worry about it.
So were mine. I didn't get DM'd.
I'm sorry, Rico.
Must be nice anyway, to be somebody. I wouldn't know.
That's not what I'm getting at here.
Somebody's popular.
That's not what I'm getting at here.
Still got more followers than you.
So you do. You also follow about 1,700 more than I do.
No, I don't. I cut back.
So you're like Raph.
I'm only at 1945.
Is Raph a follow for follow guy?
Yes.
Why does that not surprise me?
Raph hops on the air and says, if you follow me, I'll follow you.
See, I've had my Twitter for
I know like, better than that now.
I've had my Twitter for like double digit years, and early in the Twitter sphere, it was a lot of follow for follow. So I've gone through my follower list and unfollowed a lot of people.
People might get mad. Like I like timelines clean.
Is yours the For You timeline or the following timeline?
Following. I know way... Never open that For You timeline in front of other people.
I don't know what the... Wait, hold on.
The innocent have nothing to fear, Nick.
No, I don't. I don't have anything to fear.
I got a lot of barbecue stuff popping up on my For You.
I have a lot of mowing stuff.
Also pressure washing. I don't know why. It's
anyway,
soothing.
Anyway, back to the stories. So as we're talking about John, so I was on a station in Knoxville and then... There was that same day I went on a station in Norman, Oklahoma.
Oh.
It was in Norman. And we still like the people in Norman.
We do. We're friends with the people in Norman.
I'm friends with the people in Norman. One of them is a Sirius XM host. His name's Chris Plank. Great dude. Awesome guy. I'm not sure if he ever isn't doing radio because I was listening to is like he has a daily show down there for like 4 hours or whatever. He's the voice of Sooner softball,
mm-hmm.
but then he's also the sideline guy for Sooners football.
Woo.
Dude's everywhere. So
the dude is everywhere. Hosts the Bob Stoops show and things like that. Really nice guy.
Hosted the Lincoln, or no, he didn't host the Lincoln Riley show, but he was.
Yeah, he was the one that like was waiting for Lincoln Riley, and then he ended up departing for LSU or for USC.
He didn't tell people.
Didn't tell anybody. Yeah. Anyway, so Chris is awesome. He's a good dude, but it was funny because especially during college football season. You can hear him like Monday to Friday. And then I like turned on college football and he was talking to Chris Klieman on Sirius XM. I was like, dang, this dude is everywhere.
Everywhere.
So anyway, what I'm getting at is, so I was on their show down in Norman, back in 2022 and it was a great interview. We probably had like a 20-25 minute conversation and I get off the air or I hang up and I'm like, oh, I want to hear what they're saying in the next segment. Turn on their segment. They're like, yeah, Nick, he was long-winded with those answers. He was, and they were like, there was a lot of good information there, but he was long-winded. And I was like, dang, that's embarrassing. Because now all of Norman, Oklahoma knows that I am long-winded. But anyway.
Anytime anybody in Norman hears Nick saying that, they go, yeah, the guy that's long-winded.
He's so long-winded.
But they did ask me back so the next year before. So it was funny. But that's always how I feel. Like I was like, man, I hope John's not listening. You just called him. Yeah, I thought he was going to be old and crusty. He wasn't, though.
That's why he's saying he wasn't.
He wasn't.
He was not. Nice
job, John.
John was awesome. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm gonna get a text from John and be like, I'm not coming up to Lincoln
now.
Great
job, John.
Yeah.
If I see you in the press box, I'll punch you in the face.
He's going to be like, thank goodness I wasn't long-winded. No, John was good. We appreciate John. It was just funny because it was probably best that I didn't tune into the Knoxville one either because that was like my first one that I had ever done. So I was a little nervous. Plus, you're in SEC country. And you can't always understand them because they talk like SEC football fans. It's a little different.
Careful now.
Anyway.
Careful now.
They're old and crusty.
Yeah, a little bit different. Anyway.
Did you hear Matt, speaking of SEC fans, you hear Matt Rhule today about
Paul Feinbaum?
Yeah, that was so good.
Paul Feinbaum's like, yeah, he said something about me months ago, but you know, I have a signed book by him, and he said I was a good coach, so I don't know what changed.
That's great.
I wish it's too bad we don't have that quote yet. We're working on it. We're efforting. That quote. But anyway, 402-464-5685. Yeah, once again, if you missed any of the conversation with the voice of UTEP football, John Teicher, check that out on the podcast page here in a few short minutes in a little while. Austin, hello, officially.
Hi. Hey, guys.
How is the day?
It was great. Thank you for giving me a break so I could listen to your conversation with the young and uncrusty John Teicher while I finished up my breakfast burger from Link Bar and Grill. It was
I had the breakfast.
Fantastic.
I had the breakfast burger too.
Yes.
Same.
Really,
we cleaned them out. Let's go. Clean sweep.
There were three breakfast burgers and they were all devoured by the people in this room.
It was potentially one of the best burgers I've ever had.
Oh, it was so good.
The bun was like.
It was toasted.
It was toasted. Mm-hmm. I almost wanted to say crusty. But like it was toasted. But it wasn't like over toasted. I'm a big over toasted, can't be over toasted guy.
It had some like little crunch on the edges, but not like still, over, but like normal middle. Oh, it was
like the
bun was great, egg was perfect, bacon was salty, burger was there, cheese was there, and the fries. Yeah. Oh, I'm an advocate.
Fries.
Oh, I had the regular fries.
Oh, I had
I'm
sweet
not, I'm,
waffles.
I'm out on fries. Sweet potatoes.
I had the regular ones.
Hold on. So this might be a question for Link Grill, uh-oh. And they might have personalized it.
They did not.
Well, no, because on it said it had like NS on mine. And then here's the thing.
No salt?
That up. Yeah.
No, I'm not making it up. No, I don't know. Maybe it was no salt. But the first time that we ordered from there, I got sweet potato fries with no salt. And that's exactly what I got this time.
But they wouldn't, because there was a
you and Bella cowboy, were going through it yesterday.
There was a cowboy burger with sweet potato fries. As
well. Okay, yeah, they brought three cowboys, three breakfasts, and then six cheeseburgers.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and Jake Sorensen, okay,
whatever.
Yeah, Jake. Here's the deal,
bougie.
This is what you need to know about Jake.
Bougie.
The guy is very selective.
He's a picky eater.
Yeah, selective. And
he has terrible food takes.
Bad food takes. He specifically ordered a burger with no cheese.
And then lettuce and onion.
Yeah,
on the side. Onion. Not even on the burger, but on the side.
What is his problem?
He wanted the burger.
So no one could touch that one, but the rest were fair game.
Yeah. Well, because it was me and Bella. We were the ones that made the decision on the orders. And I was like, I want the egg. Mm-hmm. I want the one with the egg. And then I was like, oh, the one with barbecue and onion strings or onion rings or whatever it was sounds good too. And bacon. And then I was like, ah, just get, you know, the cheesy burgers, the cheeseburgers.
Jake Sorensen is the guy that does not buy a cow from a butcher because he trusts the grocery store more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I have said it before on these airwaves, and I'll keep saying it. I am a sucker for a fried egg on a burger.
Yeah. Somebody asked, where's the bar that you're talking about located at? 84th and Nebraska Parkway nowadays?
Yeah, like by the Sam's-ish.
Yeah, by the Sam's.
84th and Highway 2, that general area.
Yes,
yeah. Highway 2 anymore.
It's always Highway 2 to me.
I would agree as well. Yeah,
it's always the CenturyLink Center to me.
Here's the thing. It's the old backyard. Hold on.
Quest Center.
Important here. It's the old backyard burger.
Ah, there it is.
Where it's at.
Okay. There it is.
Yeah. So, see, Travis, this is what I was getting at. Maybe the NS was your first and last name. That's exactly what I was getting at.
I don't think it was.
You're saying none of the others were customized, so maybe you're closer to Jake Sorensen territory than the rest of us. I don't know.
Listen.
Maybe it's a salesman thing.
Anyway, maybe it is. Somebody does ask, how's that diet coming, Nick? Here's the thing. I kind of had a roller coaster of a week last week, so I took a week off. But I'm back on the grind. Yeah, the boys here know.
Yeah.
But I'm back on the grind. So we are, it's not a diet. I don't view it as a diet.
It's a lifestyle.
I haven't eaten fast food in 2.5-3 weeks. I guess if you wanted to.
And you tried to tempt the rest of us last night.
I did. I was
upset, actually. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Hold on. I need this camera on me. I'm going to be honest with you, Nick. You got my hopes up last night. Like, I was so excited to go to Taco Bell.
So,
and you just broke my heart. You were like, no, I can't do it. I can't. I'm on a lifestyle choice. I can't eat fast food. And I really wanted to text Austin Severin and be like, bro, like, let's go. Like, you said it. And now I want a steak quesadilla and a Baja Blast, even though I'm not drinking pop. Like, I might make that sacrifice.
It
sounded so good.
I just needed an outlet to express the want of fast food.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And you guys were my outlet.
Mm-hmm. That's what friends are for.
I was not going to actually get it, but I just needed to tell somebody that I wanted Taco Bell.
Nick, I'm gonna be honest with you, never do that again.
I was driving home from Omaha. From baseball. And I was like, I stirred it up real good last night. Gonna stir it up again tonight. Anyway, Byron Buxton, hopefully in town.
Again, kneecap.
Yeah, Byron Buxton, hopefully in town. Anyway, so they were, I was driving home and I was like, we have a group chat with me, Rico, Austin, Jay.
Yes.
And I texted in that group chat, I want Taco Bell. And these guys thought that I was actually serious about it.
Yeah.
But in all...
Why would Brent not be serious about
it? In all reality, I just needed an outlet to express that I wanted Taco Bell. Didn't actually
if
need it.
If Jay would have said that he was going,
I would have said yes.
That's now good. I'm upset with Jay Foreman.
Yeah, I was saying, and Jay's going to be joining Austin on the block.
It's true. Let's see. I'm trying to find it. Okay, so this was at 9:49 p.m.
Yep.
Guys, I want Taco Bell. Okay. 9:50, I am driving back from stirring up the storm. I'm on your side of town. Nick, 9:51, I am tired and not getting fast food.
I forgot about
Nick, these. You sound soft. If Jay said he'd join us, I would have.
That is true. That is
so all
I
of that happened in the span of 3 minutes.
It was an emotional time. I changed my mind.
No lie. I'm sitting on the couch next to Rachel, and I just go, I think Nick wants us to go get Taco Bell. So I think she goes, okay. Like, kids are asleep. Rachel's asleep. She goes, okay, go get it. I was like, I bet.
The problem.
And then you said, no!
The problem was that I sensed that it was a quick, like, exchange.
It was within 3 minutes.
It was a quick
changed
exchange.
Changed your mind so quickly.
I said, guys, I want Taco Bell. And then Rico says, get it. Bring me a steak quesadilla. I have a beer for you. Austin says, 44th and O Street Taco Bell in 20 minutes.
Because I figured that was closest, like, for the middle of where we all live.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Trying
yeah,
to coordinate.
We didn't know you were coming back.
He right. said, we were sad about some news, and he goes, we'll drown our sorrows in Baja Blast and Chalupas.
Hell yeah.
And I said, I'm on your guys' side of town.
So Rico says 27th.
Yes, and Rico says, I'm serious. And Austin even offered the location. He said, we'll send you our orders, and we can meet at my house. And I said, I am tired and not getting fast food.
And three different angels lost their wings at 9:52 p.m.
I apologize, boys. Just that's on me.
That's all right.
You know what that
now
was?
Now that we know...
Right hand up. That's on me.
Now that we know why it happened, at least I am understanding. Yeah. We are here for you.
I'm Thank not you. Understanding, and I'm upset.
So anyway. Nick, no, I mean... Nick,
don't do that again.
Don't
be a tease.
Eric, to answer your question about how's the diet coming, it's a lifestyle change. And it's gone well. It's gone well. Lifted at the Copple Y. I'm hanging out there. If you're there at 6 a.m., you'll see me there at 6 a.m. If you don't, send in a text to the show and let me know that you didn't see me there and hold me accountable. But for the most part, you'll see me there because I haven't missed a day. And I'm starting to think about, and this is the motivation from AD, and I appreciate AD for this. He's brought in the idea that after I lift, Farrell's is on my way home.
Ooh.
And just stopping at Farrell's and doing a kickboxing class. I don't know.
I think I'm going to start doing that again.
Yeah. I don't know. You think?
I think I'm going to start doing that again.
Hey, so talk about. So I have to have this conversation about with what Rico said, just because we do have extra time because Jay Foreman will be here momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeff Essink, owner of Farrell's, co-owner with
Nicole.
Anyway, Rico was talking to Jeff, and I can't get this out without smiling. They were talking about, oh, you know, we have two locations now. Rico, it's convenient for you. And I'm sitting behind the board, and Rico's standing in the doorway with Jeff. And Rico goes, Jeff, with a serious face, Jeff, if you guys open a location in Fallbrook, I'll be your first and most loyal customer. And
I'll be there every day.
I looked at him. Like, no, you will not.
I'll be there.
I know you way too well.
What are you talking about?
Didn't Nicole tell you just to go to bed?
Yeah.
That same conversation? Just go to sleep?
I have done two separate 10-week challenges, and I've made it 6 weeks each time. First time I didn't finish because I got my hours changed at work.
Okay.
And then the second time I didn't finish because I had a kid.
Here's the litmus test.
Finals week, and that was not good.
Bold choice. Did you make it through more weeks of 10-week challenge or wings on hot ones?
We made it through hot ones. We've done hot ones twice.
I've done it three times.
You made it through all 10?
Oh. Yeah.
There's everything you need to know about Rico.
Okay, yeah. Food motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell situation last night.
No.
You put.
It's also funny that we can say this about the one college athlete in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
So we do admit that.
We'll finish him.
Somebody did
despite
ask.
Despite the pain.
So here, this is the problem. Aiden asks, Nick, what is your Taco Bell order?
What was my Taco Bell order?
Okay, so
because you don't do that anymore.
This tells you enough. I'll actually be able to tell you when the last time I made a Taco Bell order. I don't eat Taco Bell unless it's on the app.
Rewards, baby.
Because I have to get rewards. I mean, Jay Foreman will tell you that I'm a big rewards on the app guy.
Big rewards. Smart.
Jay and I just went to Chipotle for lunch a couple of days ago. Honestly, I mean, if you go out to lunch downtown Lincoln, there's probably a chance that if you go to like Chipotle or Panda, like you'll probably run into Jay and I eventually.
Make sure you always get the broccoli beef and save just like half a serving for Jay.
Because we had to boycott that spot because Jay, there's no broccoli beef. I have rewards to Taco Bell.
Give them to me, you won't use them.
I have three free fire tier reward offers.
Fire.
Which I could get like a chalupa or a cheesy gordita crunch for free. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right, so profile. My orders. Okay. My last order that I made was July 28th. So almost,
I'm a month clean off Taco Bell.
And I feel great.
Wow. Change man.
All right. Here you go. You guys ready for this?
I don't even remember the last time I had Taco Bell.
This is
which is actually very sad.
This is now
my wife and I had it in Kansas City.
Why'd you have Taco Bell in Kansas City?
There's a lot of other things they could do.
It was on our way. We were on our way back from the Kansas City Zoo, and it was closest.
So, this is me opening up vulnerability here. Okay,
it's a safe space.
This is a circle of trust.
I know that this is a safe space.
You're wrong there.
I would like to point out that this total for this meal was $7.34 because I had rewards that gave me free items.
Okay,
$7.34.
Okay,
I got a Chalupa Supreme.
Come on.
I got 2 3 cheese chicken flatbread melts.
Okay. Sounds delicious.
And then I built my own cravings box.
Okay.
Crunchwrap Supreme, five layer burrito, cheesy Fiesta potatoes, and a Baja Blast. Zero sugar.
Oh, got zero sugar. Because I'm watching my figure.
Because it always made me feel better.
Make sure.
As it would.
And then soda. 10 mild sauce packets.
Oh, yeah.
That was my Taco Bell order. That was my go-to. Like, that was, you know, because I was also one of those guys that, like, when I'm indecisive, I get it all. So I know I'm not going to eat it all, but it's like.
We have more for later.
I feel just good. You know, like, a chalupa sounds good right now, but when I get home, a flatbread milk could sound good.
Yeah.
So that's what I have to do. Anyway.
Vulnerability.
Yeah, so there you have it. Anyway, so there's the cheesy Fiesta potatoes, delicious. I could have about 12 of those right now.
We should go get some.
No, we should not. See, bad influence. This is the problem. This is the problem with Rico. Thank you, Austin, for your support.
One of the problems with Rico.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Sanderson. I appreciate. Sanderson says, seriously, Nick, good for you. It's straight poison, barely food.
Big Bird.
Joke's on you. I'm immune.
Yeah, Big Bird says about 2 hours post Taco Bell, and I feel fine.
I've never had all of the
Thunder Not Collins. You are Bill Diff.
Yeah,
my man.
Yeah,
there I'm just saying, you know.
Anyway,
I do want an NIL deal from Taco Bell.
Let's
if
see,
I had an NIL I'm deal, I'd have had it yesterday.
I'm trying to catch up. Yeah, nobody lives in Fallbrook. I live in Yankee Hill, other side of town.
I do not live in Fallbrook.
Same.
Big Bird asked, "What was the pre-rewards total?" I can answer this really quickly. Well, I saved $9.69 in promotion, so nice. $16.
Nice.
Which still isn't bad for all that.
No.
Anyway, all right, Austin, what's coming up on the show today?
Steph Curry, $63 million extension.
Oh, for 1 year.
1 year. Tax it on. He is now the third NBA player by the end of the contract to have earned over $500 million in salary earnings.
Wow.
So we'll go over that. Who wants each other more, the Big 12 or UConn? Haven't heard that story talked about. I think it's interesting. Then hour two, we will get into which Husker football underclassmen are the ones that are important to keep engaged this year so they don't hit the portal.
Yeah.
And then we'll go over tonight's college football slate.
All right. All that and more coming up in just a few minutes with On the Block, Austin and Jay Foreman with you from 2 to 4 today. If you missed any of the show, it was a wild one. We talked about buying cows in the buying steers, whatever you want to call it.
Beef.
Because then we got told that steers was incorrect as well. So whatever it is, buying beef, buying half a beef. We also talked to the UTEP Miners voice, John Teicher. Check that out. Great conversation with John.
He's not crusty.
We will talk to you tomorrow on a Friday.
Adios.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.